Wilhelmina Brown couldn't believe she'd been married for 7 full years. People had said she and Stephen would never last when they tied the knot the day after high school graduation. She was happy to prove them wrong. Looking at the 2 precious children they'd made, who slept together on a pull-out couch in the tiny yet spotless living room, she couldn't have been prouder or more content. Hopefully, her husband would enjoy the dinner she'd cooked to celebrate their milestone and the time they'd had together. The roast was the prime cut of the latest slaughter from the Berry family farm down the road from the house they shared on the outskirts of town. She'd bartered some extra sewing to supplement her grocery money for the splurge. Rural Mississippi life had to have some perks. After all, inclusion certainly wasn't one of them. She tried not to think of some people's outdated ignorance and the hatred they tried to inject into her relationship with Stephen, simply because her skin was drastically darker than his, or how he'd been passed over for promotions after he'd brought her to the company picnic, or her guilt about the way even some lifelong friends had treated him, turned on him, since he'd dared to love her. Not tonight. Sometimes it felt as if it was them against the world. She was okay with that. With a partner like him at her back, she could manage pretty much anything. Willie tidied the already neat kitchen, then fussed with her hair and the skirt of the pink dress she'd made while she waited for her husband, who frequently doubled up on his shifts for overtime. Maybe they'd get lucky and the girls would sleep straight through the night. They were almost always in bed by the time their daddy got home. In the cramped quarters, they often woke up to sneak in a visit before Willie and Stephen were ready to go to sleep in the house's single bedroom. She probably shouldn't let them stay up so late so often. But when she saw how happy the playtime made her children, and her husband alike, she didn't have the heart to put her foot down. Willie checked the clock on the wall. Wouldn't it figure that Stephen was running even later than usual? She peeked in at the supper, breathed deep, drew the savory aroma into her lungs, then crumpled the tin foil over the baking pan tighter to keep the meat warm without drying it out. An hour later, it was pretty clear something had gone horribly wrong. Willie sat with the phone on the kitchen table in front of her, twisting the spiral cord in her fingers as she waited for Stephen to call and explain whatever fluke had kept him at the factory where he welded hot water heater tanks, or how he'd run out of gas, or something. He never did. Instead, a loud triple knock on the front door had her shooting out of the kitchen chair so fast it toppled to the outdated Harvest Gold linoleum behind her. The kids woke at the crash. Nola began to cry when Willie darted past her, and her older sister, Amber, who comforted her sibling, to answer the door.
"Shush, it's okay,"
she lied to them as she paused, her fingers wrapped around the knob, afraid to turn it and change her life forever. Alternating red and blue washes of light painted her baby's lovely mocha skin ghastly unnatural shades. Right then, she knew she'd relive this moment in her nightmares for the rest of her life.